And we're wrapping up the year with our pop culture favorites from 2016. We're going to listen in on the folks who know best, our experts at the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. The panel this week, NPR's Stephen Thompson, Glenn Weldon, Sam Sanders, and of course, the host of Pop Culture Happy Hour, Linda Holmes.
We wanted to take a couple trips around the table. Thompson, do you have anything for the people from 2016?
Favorite song of 2016, a wonderful kind of young singer-songwriter named Mitski Miyawaki, who goes by the name Mitski. She put out this terrific record called Puberty 2, and the song at the center of it is this absolute powerhouse called Your Best American Girl. It kind of does that quiet to loud thing that so many songs do. And as it's building, she's painting these very intimate details of her relationships and addressing her partner as like her big spoon, and it's kind of this sweet thing.
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me.
And then it builds into this gargantuan wall of guitars that you cannot help but just turn up and up and up. And when you pick apart the words in the chorus, it's all about how her boyfriend's expectations for her collide with her expectations for herself and just her identity and where she fits into not only this relationship but the culture at large. It's a beautiful song, but it also just rules. It's just a great rock and roll song, Your Best American Girl by Mitski.
And how do we spell Mitski?
M-I-T-S-K-I.
Very good. Thank you very much, Stephen Thompson, for that favorite song. Glenn Weldon, you have a favorite for 2016?
Yeah, it just occurs to me just now that my favorite television show and my favorite film of the year both feature Olivia Colman, the British actress in supporting roles. My favorite show is Fleabag, a 6-episode British series that's streaming on Amazon here in the States. It's about a young woman living in London who kind of throws herself into a series of sexual encounters and her relationship with her family. She constantly turns to the camera and confides in us, but as the series progresses over its very tight 6-episode structure, we come to realize that she's not just confiding in us as she would a friend, she is confessing to us in a way.
Yeah.
So that's Fleabag. The film is The Lobster, starring Colin Farrell and Olivia Colman. It is so absurdly dry and dryly absurd. It is a film by the Greek director Yorthos Lanthimos. He did a film that I loved called Dogtooth. This film is set in a world in which everybody must be in a couple. And if they are not in a couple, they are sent to a hotel where, after a certain period of time, if they don't find somebody else to couple with, they will be turned into an animal.
Now, have you thought of what animal you'd like to be if you end up alone?
Yes, a lobster.
Why a lobster?
Because lobsters live for over 100 years. Are blue-blooded like aristocrats. And stay fertile all their lives. I also like the sea. Very much. I water ski and swim quite well since I was a teenager.
I must congratulate you. The first thing most people think of is a dog.
This thing has this wonderful affectless tone without which it would completely collapse. That's The Lobster by Yorthos Lanthimos.
So two Olivia Colman joints.
Yep.
Thank you, Glenn. Sam Sanders, give me a favorite.
I have two favorite songs.
Yes.
And I like them a lot because the words the person is singing don't matter. It's just about how the sound of their voice fits in with the rest of the instrumentation. It's hard to explain,
mm-hmm.
kind of put you in a trance. Anyway, first one is by an Australian producer and DJ called Flume,
mm-hmm.
featuring Beck, who's been around for a while. This is the last song on his album. It features Beck. It's called Tiny Cities. And I have a snippet to play for you now, and I want you to hear it because Beck is singing a lot of words, but the words he's singing don't matter.
Somehow you get caught up in the moment and you never know.
He's just kind of part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a genre of music called future bass. It is descendant from a lot of heavy, bassy EDM styles of music, trap, dubstep, etc. But it's all about heavy, heavy bass, slower tempo, and kind of this reflective melancholy.
Yeah.
And I love this song for that. It also made me marvel at Beck and his career. He's managed to remain relevant for, what, like 20 years now?
20-plus years.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Yeah. The other is a moment from the new Frank Ocean album, Blonde, like the final minute and a half of this song called Self Control, where his voice, layered over itself, becomes the same kind of wall of sound with the guitars around him. That whole album had a lot of production help from John Bryan, who is a wonderful, amazing genius who does these really lush, layered instrumentations.
Yeah, he's done a lot of like Fiona Apple records.
Yeah,
and
there's tons of stuff with Kanye, but the layers on that Frank Ocean album were amazing when they really popped, and this moment at the end of that song did it for me. Oh, you got someone coming. Spitting game. Oh, you got it.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Sam Sanders. The first thing I am going to mention, the one veteran show that I think had a really wonderful year that we haven't talked about too much is Veep.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth season of Veep, which is weirdly current in certain ways at certain moments. There is a quality of that show that is so, so funny, so over the top funny, but also profoundly sad in a way that I find both very affecting and hilarious in a way that's it's not just cringy, it's human. And they had the creator of the show leave, and I think a lot of people sort of thought, well, are they still going to be able to do this show? They had a great season. Julia Louis-Dreyfus just continues to be one of those people where you can't even be mad at her for winning 1,000 times because she deserves everything she's ever won. I love that show. That's one that I just wanted to make mention of because that's sort of one of my favorite veteran shows in terms of rallying, particularly to a very high-profile departure of the season. And that does it for our year-end wrap-up at Pop Culture Happy Hour. Thanks to all of you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening.
That's Linda Holmes, host of our Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast, with panelists Stephen Thompson, Glenn Weldon, and Sam Sanders. You can hear more of their favorite things of 2016 at pop.npr.org.